It all started one afternoon when I found my mother crying at the dining room table. My grandmother had just moved into the office that my father used when he lived with us. 2020 was a tough year in every way. In addition to the obvious, my parents got divorced, which left us with a huge house but almost no resources to maintain it. My grandmother had a heart attack shortly after the separation, which is why she couldn't continue living alone. I remember that as soon as my uncles brought her to live with us, one of her sons sold her apartment and kept all the money. Several things worried my mother, but what had her distressed that morning was that my grandmother said that there was something or someone in the office that scared her. We had never seen or heard anything in that house that made us think that the supposed paranormal events were real. Up until that date, neither of us believed in such things. My mother spoke to me that afternoon to tell me that she was worried about my grandmother's mental health. In fact, she asked me if we could take turns sleeping with her in her room. It scared me to think that what had happened to the lady must have been something big, because my mother looked quite worried. When I took my mattress down to the office where my grandmother was staying, I realized that she was indeed worried, and at least at that moment, I didn't know how to judge what was happening, whether it was her imagination or if there really was something tormenting the lady. At nightfall after the last class, I stayed in my bedroom a little longer to finish some homework. During that time, my mother looked out more than three times to ask me if I was ready to accompany my grandmother. I still had things to do, but I decided to take the mattress out of the room, drag it down the stairs, and take it to the back of the ground floor. As I walked toward the office, I heard knocks on the door of her makeshift bedroom. At first they were faint, but as I got closer they became louder. At first I thought that Grandma must have gotten tired of waiting for me. So I hurried, left the mattress in the middle of the hallway, and ran to open the office to reassure her. As soon as I turned the knob and pushed the door open, I found that there was no one knocking on it. Despite the fact that the office was silent, there was a suspicious tranquility in it, very similar to the moments before the big scare in horror movies. What I saw and heard made me nervous and got me thinking. It also made me reconsider my grandmother's words. Maybe she wasn't wrong. Maybe it was true that something in that place was scaring her. The lady was lying in her bed, covered from head to toe, probably scared to death. I entered the room feeling distrust and fear. Even so, I approached her with every intention of comforting and reassuring her. I sat on the edge of the mattress and as I slowly uncovered the covers, whispering, I told her not to be afraid, that I was already there to keep her company. Suddenly, I heard someone flush the toilet. I froze and looked in that direction. After the water ran downstairs, the door to the office bathroom opened and my grandmother slowly came out. I immediately looked toward the bed, to see if it wasn't her who was covered from head to toe a few inches away from me. I tore off the covers and found nothing and no one. I got out of bed scared and walked toward the exit. I looked out into the hallway and then I yelled at my mother. At that moment, I was going to ask her if what my grandmother had said was true. No matter how tired I was of yelling, she never answered. I knew she was in the house because minutes before she had come into my bedroom and asked me to hurry downstairs. She must have gone up to the roof to get the clothes she had washed that afternoon. I thought about it, took my grandmother to the living room, turned on the television, and went to the kitchen to heat up some water to make her some coffee. The moment I turned on the stove, I heard a distant, eerie voice coming from the television. "Aren't you afraid of being home alone?" Almost immediately, the front door opened. It was my mother. She came in carrying a suitcase full of clothes that she had gone to get from my uncle's house. Before telling her everything I had seen and heard, before explaining that everything my grandmother said was real, I asked her how long she had been out, and she replied that she had felt a lump in my throat all afternoon. If it hadn't been her, then who asked me to go downstairs to keep Grandma company? I don't know who was more afraid of spending the night in the office. Instead of all of us staying there, we took Grandma to my bedroom. We spent the night well, although we didn't sleep because the three of us started talking until very late. We didn't hear anything strange in the house. During the day, I kept thinking about the matter. Since nothing like this had ever happened to us before, I figured it had a lot to do with the fact that we had opened the office. With my mother's help, I took out the few things my grandmother had brought and arranged them in my bedroom. I didn't mind sharing my room at all. Even so, I thought it would be good to give the lady her own space, so my weekend task would be to clear out a studio with large windows on the ground floor. All this happened last year, around August, when we were at the height of the pandemic. I remember being locked up in my bedroom all day, taking online classes and playing video games. I knew my grandmother would be in the living room watching TV and occasionally taking a nap. Before 6 a.m., I went down to the kitchen, wanting to make myself a sandwich or something. When I passed through the living room, I found the lady chatting with a woman. I was taken aback. We weren't supposed to be receiving visitors. On top of everything, the woman wasn't even wearing a face mask. Grandma called me over to join the conversation. My mother wasn't home, but she would have stayed the same as I had, and perhaps even asked the person to leave. After her heart attack, Mrs. Blanca couldn't expose herself to any stranger. I moved closer to ask who she was and why she had come. My grandmother interrupted me to tell me that she was a friend from church. That answer seemed very suspicious to me, since my grandmother was not religious, much less one to go to church. The person had dirty hands and was barefoot. Out of courtesy, I offered her a glass of water and also asked her if she could visit us another day. The woman burst out laughing and then told me that she was doing us a favor by visiting. She didn't let me continue. She began to tell the story of a person who had had an accident. The way she described the event was quite interesting. However, I got distracted thinking about my mother's reaction when she returned from the street. I also began to think that the woman was probably mentally ill. Suddenly, she intertwined her story with the existence of this house. She said that every afternoon the spirit of a man entered through the patio door into the office. It always happened, we just never noticed. After that, she fell silent. Noises were heard in the patio, then the creaking of the back door, then a series of footsteps along the corridor to the office. Everything that woman said became reality. That piece of furniture in the back slammed shut. Then a piece of furniture inside was dragged. Just as she had entered the house, it could be that there were more people making those noises. Nevertheless, I decided to believe her. The last thing she mentioned was that there were human remains inside the office and that everything we were experiencing had to do with that. At that moment, the doorbell rang. It was my mother, who must have forgotten her keys. I went out to open the door. When I returned, the visitor was gone. Before telling my mother that my grandmother had let someone in, I searched the entire ground floor. Sure enough, there was no trace of her. If she had gone out through the yard, she would have had to jump the fence. Otherwise, I was terrified at the thought that she might be hiding somewhere in the house. When I asked Grandma where the woman had gone, she said, "Oh, my dear, I think you're imagining things." As the weekend approached, every afternoon I listened for the noises coming from downstairs. At the same time as always, the doors could be heard, first the one to the yard and then the one to the office. If I paid too much attention, I could also hear footsteps. The series of noises always ended with a piece of furniture being dragged across the floor of the house. The following Saturday, I set about clearing the study. With great effort, I carried the bed from the office, then the mattress, the suitcases of clothes, and some other belongings. I wanted to finish quickly so that the afternoon wouldn't catch me in the office. Just before I finished moving things, I stopped to look at a piece of furniture that caught my attention. It was an old sideboard. With curiosity and fear, I opened its doors and some of its drawers, but found them empty. Of all of them, only one drawer had a key and I couldn't open it. At that moment, I heard the patio door and then footsteps coming towards me. The logical and correct thing to do would have been to run away from there, but I couldn't do it. I was tempted to take out my cell phone to record what was going to happen, but my hands didn't react. Astonished, I watched the moment the door closed. Then the room became very cold, and a horrible smell invaded it completely. Behind me, the piece of furniture moved and the drawer opened. I didn't see the exact moment it happened, but when I looked behind me, the drawer was completely open. The strange visitor was right. There was an urn there, I imagine filled with ashes. That same night, I spoke to my father to ask him what it was about. The Lord promised me that he would come soon to explain. The following Monday, while I was in class, he came to the house and took my credential with everything inside it. He didn't give me an explanation afterward, nor did he ever want to clear things up with me again. I've talked to my mother several times about what happened. Although she trusts that I'm not making things up, she has a hard time believing it. Sometimes I feel like she has the same expression on my face that she does when she talks to my grandmother. A mix of disbelief and a bit of pity. What she did confess to me is that when my father left the house, all he asked her to do was not take any of the furniture he had left in the office. Sometimes I wonder how long these events had been going on, but it's clear to me that until my grandmother visited, no one had paid any attention to the office. Before we say goodbye, we'd like to thank Mario Perez for his support in producing this story and also send greetings to Patty Delgado Perez and Lee Gutierrez on Nicholas' behalf. We'll hear from you tomorrow with a new compilation of stories. Remember that we will be sharing a new story every day. Don't miss out by activating notifications, that is, by clicking the bell next to the subscription button. Someone is watching you in the dark. Amen.